fuck with this album, bro.
1-2-1-2, what the fuck is going on?
Joints is lit. Frost Talk Tiggs.
It's fucking Frost Talk. Nah, we don't got an intro.
It's Tiggs, Jay. You heard this time, new PTSD by Gerbil.
Shout out to Nine. We're recording this on, Tuesday, March 3rd. But when you guys hear this, it's probably going to be like Thursday.
I'm about to say, why you dating this shit now?
Maybe Thursday or Friday. So, what's up, bro?
Shit, man. Not too much. I can't remember too much.
Can't remember too much?
Maybe I spoke too much.
Shit, bro.
Honestly, I guess this week for me is just music. I've been, I told you about Spotify more, so I've been spotting more new artists, more new albums. I've been doing a lot more shit. Listen to a whole bunch of different shit.
That's lit.
You fuck with IDK?
I do, but I'm not a super fan of IDK.
I'm not gonna say super fan, but
I'm a casual fan.
I finally gave like all these different types of niggas surrounded around East Coast like a chance. I listen to everybody individually. And even niggas that from like Dreamville and family, like fucking Saba and shit. And
yeah, yeah. And he's not in Beast Coast, is he?
No, I think Saba was more fucking with Dreamville. IDK might have been Beast Coast.
He's not Beast Coast.
Nah, he's not with them, but like
he's affiliated. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I heard him shit because I was just to like underachievers and shit. And yo, I think these cats all got a different sound and vibe that something kind of been missing and nobody's really paying attention to.
I think that shit goes above people's heads.
Yeah. Because you know, I'm not gonna lie, some of it is like, you know, some funny funky shit, but like it bops. And a lot of it does be having some like good like lyric going on, but
it's a good role. It's a good role.
Thank you.
I taste the Fanto.
Yeah, what's up? I'm fucking with the yo. I had to put it to G Herbo on this album. I think this shows a lot of progression in his career.
All right, so before we can review his album because we both heard it.
Don't go to a different album.
But I just want to say all that before we forget. Shout out to G Herbo. Dropped the album last Friday. Lil Baby dropped the album last Friday.
Oh, that one I didn't see.
Smoke Dizza dropped the album.
Smoke Dizza's album was chill too.
Dropped the album last Friday. You did tell me. I remember I texted you and you told me, oh, you were like, oh, he has an album out, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, not D-Bit.
No, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby got an album.
Lil Baby got an album out. I'm sorry if I said the baby. Lil Baby got an album out.
Dub Baby's in trouble again, though, I think, right?
Yeah, that's so shit. We can talk about that. Bad Bunny dropped the album on Saturday. Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. Max B dropped the album. Shout out to Max B, free Max B. It's called The Wave Pack. Shout out to Joel Santana dropped the EP today. Free Joel Santana. And Drake dropped two singles. They're only on YouTube and SoundCloud though. Where he sampled the song Cry by Jay-Z. And he shot that's the Marcy video that he shot. And then he sampled Superman by Eminem.
Drake is trying to bring back the SoundCloud wave.
I think he couldn't clear the samples for streaming. I think that's the reason. But
I see that. Some samples are pretty hard to clear sometimes. Even if they got the money for it, it's just not easy to clear. The documentaries kind of put light to that.
But go on, bro. Let's go get the G Herbo dive.
I gave it a chance to listen to because I don't fuck with G Herbo too much. I'll be real with you. But the album was called PTSD, so I was like, okay, this nigga's talking some shit. Like, I gotta listen to this. And off of his intro track, I was just like, wow. I was surprised. And then going into all the different tracks he put out there, there was one or two that maybe sounded a little commercial or his typical shit that I might have heard, but everything else was like on point. Lyrically, he was saying some shit. I felt there was a lot of metaphorical shit going on in there, talking about a lot of mental shit. And I fucked with it. And I thought that overall, like from what I've heard in the past, he elevated. I think that he got a lot better. And I've been telling you that I noticed a lot of these, you know, I always call them new niggas, but they've been around for like a couple of years already now. But
like sophomores.
They're like sophomores now. The last wave, they're getting better with time. They're getting a lot better with time.
I think that has to do a lot with when we were we're not that old though, but when we were growing up in the early 2000s and shit like that, artists had to go through A&Rs and artist development to like develop their sound and tune shit. And now today we're seeing artists kind of grow in front of our eyes more. And that's kind of the trend. Like as we watch them from the way they come out, they grow in front of us.
But I noticed,
I will say my only beef, I like Jhero's album too, from the album cover with the 50 faces of people he knew who passed away on it, on the American flag. I thought that was dope. My only beef with it, or not beef, my only gripe with it is, like, I think there's certain samples that we should retire in hip-hop because they get overused. So the Beanie Siegel Feel It in the Air sample was kind of like, I've heard this a lot. And then
I feel like he crushed it, though.
The intro, the Jay-Z sample, yeah. I've heard that a lot. But other than that, it was a really good album. And I think Chance's verse on that album was better than Chance's whole album combined.
I think as far as these guys and the elevation, I think for us growing up, it was more of rappers and just hip-hop in general. It was like a real, real hustle to put your music out. So niggas was grinding their music.
Well, not, but they definitely had artist development,
though. Yeah, yeah. But if you think about just even when we was coming up, some of the artists was just popping out off the scene out of nowhere, you know? It was a lot of, like, yo, these niggas putting out mixtape after mixtape after mixtape. And we saw that coming out from those documentaries. We got to see, all right, this is why it was like that real hard rap era, because they was just putting out so much music trying to get up there and be recognized. And I think now, because it's a lot easier to, with different platforms, to kind of get your voice out and show people what you're about, that we'll hear a certain sound at first. And you're right, over time, though, they start to develop and it gets a lot better. I heard some shit with Lil Uzi. As a matter of fact, I think it's off the Lil Baby's album. I fuck with Lil Uzi. But I did say that verse was probably better than the last shit I've heard from him in the past couple of years.
I like Lil Baby's album, but Lil Baby's album to me was just too long.
I felt like he should have shortened it, and it did feel a little commercial.
I mean, I understand that aspect.
Label shit and whatever.
Yeah, he signed the same label as Amigos. You got to put up numbers. I just felt like it was just too long, but that is what it is.
I feel that he didn't have to put on Catch the Sun, especially because it was even labeled as off the soundtrack from Queen and Slim, and it was already on that, you know?
I'm not mad at that, only because of Post Malone did that same shit with Sunflower.
But I feel like they do it off of, like, just in case, because they know it's already a hit. I thought A Boogie's hook on that shit was ill.
OD.
Yo, A Boogie crushes features hard.
I said that all last year. The next 5 years, 10 years, we're going to see a lot of A Boogie and Roddy Ricch crushing features and songs, bro.
Hard. Yeah, even Rich, when he'd be on a fucking feature, he'd be killing it. I like that about these kids.
Well, I like Bad Bunny's album, too. That was a stick out for me this weekend. Definitely interesting character there, Bad Bunny. But I fuck with him still.
Of course he is. You know why. But I like that last album and shit.
Yeah, facts.
So I fuck with this one. I'll check this one out. Trying to think. Yo, Jobs be wildin', son. Why this nigga done sit there and text me and my supervisor to go to a whole different location today? But the nigga texted us at like 5-6 o'clock at night when we were already home and shit, asking if we got tools or whatever. Bro, we're not. No, tools is on site. You want to go there? What time? 9 o'clock? Yeah, we ain't bringing nothing. I had to go to a whole nother job site to pick up my shit because I had the keys to the other site. And my supervisor later on, especially when he's sitting and making us break apart a wall with a hammer, bro, some bullshit chisel. My supervisor's like, yo, we should like tell somebody about this. We should sue.
Yo, that's crazy.
Because it's not our job to do that, to be honest. Neither one of us. That's not our job. They have actual people for that. They could pay people for that. But they be trying to cut corners and shit, you know? Especially when they're behind on schedule.
Yeah, OD. Every job's kind of like that, too, where they try to cut corners.
But I feel like construction, especially private construction jobs and like renovation jobs, motherfuckers be slick, bro.
If you're not unionized.
That's the problem, yeah. And you know what I think it is, too? That I feel that a lot of it is because they do hire a lot of, like, immigrants or fresh green card motherfuckers, so like they be trying to play them, so they think they could play niggas like me or somebody who might be young because they think we're young. But nah, nigga, I know my shit. Been working for over 10 years already.
Yo, fucking how you feel about this plastic bag ban in New York City?
Should have not walked into a deli and be told I can't have a plastic bag. I gotta carry this shit.
Now we all gotta be hipsters and wear tote bags.
Nigga, I went thrift shopping. Nigga was like, no plastic bags. I looked at him, nigga, like, yo, you serious? Like, I just, you could have told me that before I paid for this shit. Other dude, shout out to the homie behind the condo. Nigga turned around, he goes, yo, you need bags? He reached underneath him, was like, yo, here. He looked at me real quick.
They're supposed to be able to give you bags, I think, and charge you like 5 cents for it, though.
For paper bags, they charging 5 cents. The supermarket's already posted that shit.
Yeah, we posted it in my job, too.
You know, I told my mom about that shit because I was like, yo, you think that makes sense? She tried to argue with me. And I feel like older generations don't see the redundancy in certain things. So, like, even my grandmother, like, my argument was like, you think about it. You now reduce something that was already given to us for free and now charging us for, quote unquote, a better product. Something's supposed to be more environmentally conscious. Why are we giving free plastic bags but have to pay for paper bags?
Because the idea is not even to this group. Carry a tote bag or recycle a bag.
Even if I have a paper tote bag, I would have at some point had to have paid for that.
Not a paper tote bag, I get what you're saying.
That you charge me for paper bags, but the plastic bags is free. So you give us the shit that was destroying the earth for free, but you want to charge us to save the earth. Think about that.
Mine just fucking just now. Pause. Damn.
That's why I found a problem with it. It should have been free bags. And I tell somebody that's trusted, not for nothing, what happens now? Because the problem that I see that nobody wants to address is that we don't properly recycle. And by we, I mean literally people. As hard as people try, you know, close to those of us who do try. But I've noticed things where even in the areas or homes that do have to recycle, they don't separate paper and plastic. They put
a lot
together.
Of places where I don't trust where they tell you, oh, we'll recycle this for you. Like buildings and shit where people live in. And then where they're like, oh, we'll recycle this for you. Just dump it all in the same. I don't never trust that.
Well, I have a super that he does that. And I feel like my super shouldn't have to sit there and be like going through the recycle to separate plastic, aluminum, and shit like that.
But it's as a convenience to the tenant.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, especially people who was complaining about shit, we should all chip in then. And then after nothing, I found out that the recycles don't even actually get recycled. I've been hearing shit from people like, oh, that you can't put, check this out, you can't put a plastic bag in the plastic recycle. It has to go in trash recycle. And I said, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense. My baby mom told me, yo, you got tickets for this because it's happened to us before. I'm like, you got a ticket for putting plastic in plastic?
Yeah, you do. My grandma used to get tickets all the time.
So, again, we're supposed to save the earth, but you're telling us to put the plastic bags in the trash, and then because they can't get properly trashed or separated, they end up in the ocean. We're not properly recycling, but now what happens when these paper bags start ending up all over the floor and shit, all over the place, merging together when they're wet on the floor and just fucking mounding up? All of that shit's going to mound up on the fucking...
You know what's crazy? My mom always taught me, and I think this is not as common knowledge today as it was before. You know those 6-packs of sodas you people bit with like the little plastic shit around it?
Yeah.
So like...
Cut them shits up before you throw them out.
Yeah. But I don't think that's passed on as common knowledge. And I feel like that's something that the soda companies, Coke, Pepsi, whoever, should kind of promote on the shit as you're buying it. Like, yo, cut it because seagulls can get their...
Well, the most they'll do is say, please recycle. And that's about it.
Because they have no obligation to...
It's all on the consumer to do what they do. You feel me? Same way we got sucked into the whole fast fashion shit, but niggas can't sit there and go. And thrift shopping has really opened my eyes. Like, you'd be surprised what people give away and how fresh and clean this shit be sometimes. Like, I'm talking about this nigga, Nine, made a come up off a Dragon Ball Z Uniqlo collaboration shirt for like $4. That shirt was like $15 when it came out, right? And it came out last year.
This is my beef with the thrift shopping shit too, though. Thrift shopping is better for the environment, yes. But if you're still thrift shopping every day or every other day, it's the same shit as...
No, if you're thrift shopping, I think every day.
I think if you should thrift shop every week, even, that's still a problem. Because you're still adding on the clothes and you're still probably not going to wear half of them after a while.
Well, no, you have to hold on to the shit. And it's not for everybody because there's a lot of people that are stuck with the fashion. With thinking, oh, I can't wear this. I already wore this. And then they're stuck with the outfit from that long until they decide to get rid of it. Like, I wear something... I don't recycle outfits twice in a week, but I'll wear an outfit 1 week and I may wear the same outfit next week. Or I might switch it up a little bit, but I'm going to wear the shit again. And I feel like with shopping, especially because everybody's caught up with like branding and getting like a hold of these higher end fashion shits. I'm not, bro, I've had some J. Crew pants, J. Crew corduroys that are like $80 retail and I bought them for like $6.
Bro, you know what I know is a trend with young niggas? And I noticed this because I have kids in my class that are like 18, 19. There's like some people my age too, but... niggas will have like something that's like high, like name branded.
High fashion and shit.
Not even high. I wouldn't say high fashion, but like a Gore-Tex or like, and niggas will wear this shit every day. And it's like, all right, bro, you got one, like that's, you can tell when somebody has only one nice thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, bro, you killing. Like me and I were dead off having a conversation about people, and like how people dress corny, even if they have like name brand shit on, and like that doesn't make you fly. Like,
nah, it's all about how you wear.
It's not even on some hating shit. It's just on some like, you could probably wear like, if you have like Yeezys or you wear like, Robin jeans or whatever. Like, if you wear it every day or you wear it and you still look corny, then you're just a corny nigga. Like. No shots.
Yeah, it's some real shit though. Especially if we're like,
how did we get here?
I don't know, different. But thrift shopping to me is like, yo, if you want some higher end shit or whatever, something cool, you'd be surprised what you can find. You could definitely come up off of these $100-$200 pieces for like fucking $7, bro. I shouldn't be able to find a pair of $80 pants for like $7. That shit is crazy. And it's like, yo, fuck with this high fashion, fast fashion shit.
So for all the new listeners, we had an episode where we talked about fast fashion. If on Netflix is a show called The Patriot Act by Hasan Minhaj, if you want to look more into it. Basically, there's a whole episode about, we don't have to summarize. I mean, you can summarize.
Yeah, basically, yeah. High fashion in the sense, basically like these brands, and now more of the higher end fashion is doing it, but shit like H&M and like
Fashion Nova,
Air Fast stuff, shit like that, where they're coming up with like 52 seasons, quote unquote. That's pretty much a new line every week of the year. Now, because if that happens, so 1 week there's just something that's fire, right? Or some new shit came out. You want this shit. Next week you go to cop, and next week there's a whole new lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the old shit basically gets wasted up, and that shit gets tossed into shit, places like Kenya and whatnot. And then they got nothing to do with it because it's too much. So they got to burn the shit, causing fucking emissions into the air and shit like that, and fucking us up even more. Not only that, but for the people who have to live around it and deal with the smoke. But it hit me when I started even thrift shopping, like, everybody stuck with wanting this higher end shit. Yo, they want the Nautica, they want the fucking polo shirts and shit like that. And I look at it like, why do you have to pay that crazy ass price? Why is it such a bad thing to go to an outlet store, to go to a thrift shop and find something that used to be priced at $100 and you catch it for like $7?
To me, that's even more fly because more less likely someone else is going to have it.
Yeah, especially if you find, and not from the thrift shop, and you can find shit that's like old, like 90s. Early 2000s shit that's worth money now if you try to flip it. Feel me? So you go from having some basic ass outfit everybody else has, so now you got like legit like an outfit that's worth a couple of racks. And you didn't even pay that much for it. It's not knockoff.
How do you think the coronavirus is gonna affect clothing, because everything's made in China?
Well,
clothing, technology,
not everything. There are a lot of, over the past, I want to say decade, things have been more dedicated to be built around different places around the world. It's just that there are large amounts of our exports, imports are from China. And I think that it's gonna affect the entire world. You know, shit from down to like wood flooring, down to like clothing, even materials. Because even not something, something people don't understand, when you're buying American, it just means it was manufactured in America. It doesn't mean that the items,
the materials come, are made,
or the
in
material
America.
Comes from America. 85% of the time, the materials is coming from China, or Indonesia, or Vietnam, and they're coming over here, they're importing that shit, then making it, manufacturing here, selling it to you as a quote unquote American brand. That's really what's going on. That's capitalism. It's just a problem. Oh, Royce's album.
Oh, because you heard it. You heard it finally.
No, I've been heard it, but you made me want to re-listen to it. I still stand by what I said. I love his album, actually, because of the messages he put on there. And I love that he put on this nigga, Derek Grace. So if anybody doesn't know Derek Grace.
Yeah, I knew he was.
Yeah, so Derek Grace II. You guys might have seen his video one time circulating where he was teaching his daughter about some like real, basically like quote-unquote conspiracy type shit. America, like, you know. People put it like it's a conspiracy. Nah, it's just like he's like, he calls it unteaching and reteaching. So it's basically taking the information that America gives you in the public school and then like reteaching it to his children in a way where it's, this is what's really happening. Not sugarcoating anything. Like, he has one thing that he told, he asked his daughters, like, if I take you to school and we celebrate all these holidays and you have to pay for stuff for Christmas, stuff or whatever, and then at 18, I send you out to go get a job, and he tells her, did I set you up financially, or did I...
No, he said, like, he's like, what have I done? And she was like, failed me financially.
Sold me out financially. You sold me out financially. And then, you know, that's some real shit. He talks to her about some shit. The video circulated because she was like taking apart a gun, putting it back together. My grandmother saw me watching that video, and she got upset about the fact that the kids touching the gun. And I told her, you understand what he teaching her. He taught his daughter, he taught her, the way he puts it is, not for nothing, people have guns in their house, but don't teach their children about guns. And that's how accidents happen. If you teach them about the guns, how to clean the gun, the safeties of the gun, why we have a gun, stuff like that, or whatever the case is, they won't look at it like that. They may be interested about it in the moment because they're just learning it. And then afterwards, they just put it down like a toy. They get tired after the two or three days or whatever. And the way he sets it up is just to pretty much like, just teach them. Like, if something happens, God forbid, to him in the house, who's going to protect him and the family? The kids. One of them has to fucking pick that shit up and know what they're going to do.
I mean, I'm not sure about the gun thing, but the financial literacy thing, I'm all for.
I'm gonna take it. Not for nothing, especially the Western days. You taught your kid how to shoot a gun.
I mean,
even in the early 1900s, how many stories we had, especially in like literacy, where you have a story about a child 10 to 13 years old learning how to shoot a gun with their pops.
See, like, I'm not gonna
going hunting.
I'm not advocating for that because there's more accidents with kids shooting themselves.
But that's why he says that, like, he teaches though. Teaches them how to handle.
I mean, with the Royce's album though, it had really nothing to do with the guns.
No, I'm just getting into like the guy, like what he is. So he just has like, check him out on YouTube, Derek Grace II. He has like this actually pretty good curriculum to teach his homeschool his kids. And I think it's a great way to open your kids' eye to stuff that's going on in America. Because my daughter actually asked me recently, like, why the government hides stuff from us. And like, she's 11 years old. How the fuck she popped up that question?
That's crazy.
You feel me?
That's crazy.
So I had to like break it down to her, like explain capitalism, explain the way things are and shit like that, and told her how it goes back to even like ancient civilization, how shit like that was the same way with all these types of government. And that messages that Royce has and then using those skits, I think really puts like a huge perspective into like wake up America. You know?
That's a fact. Even from the intro, like, that's when you knew it set the tone for the whole album. And I'm happy that he produced it himself and that he got into producing. Definitely solidified to me my top five. And I can go and say that for not right now, as far as the year's concerned, him and Mac, to me, are sure Grammy Award nominees. Like, I don't feel like they should be snubbed. If they're snubbed, then it's...
They should at least be nominated. Yeah. That's a fact. Especially Mac's album, that show is ridiculous. And you know, I mean, it's crazy because you know they needed another team to get a type shit to finish it, but they finished it so well that it just fit. Supposedly there was a third. I don't know if we're ever gonna get that third though.
Nah, there is a third date. I feel like we're gonna get it. You want to get into this R&B convo? We can get something into light. I want some light. Want
to give it a pause break before we do that and then go into it.
I kind of want to talk about this one thing that kind of bothered me. In Paris, there was a party or a concert, I'm not sure what it was, where they had a Pop Smoke hologram.
Who authorized that?
That was my first question, actually. I'm like, is the family making money off of that? And then my next question was, yo, how soon is too soon? Like, or when is too much? Like, they're doing a Whitney Houston tour with a hologram. And it's like, fam, like, I get technology is great. When do we draw the line that, like, okay, this is too much?
Who's really going to Whitney Houston concert? Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Whitney was great. But you're going to have a bunch of, like, 40, 50-year-old retired moms?
That's crazy. I wasn't even going on that. I'm just saying, like, why would you go to see a hologram concert?
Stay at home and listen to the CDs. You're not really watching a performance. You're watching a computer.
I'm mad because I was a little shot at the fact that he's saying that Whitney Houston fans still have CDs.
Wow. Why wouldn't they? My mom still got all her J-Lo albums.
Where are they playing the CDs at?
Oh, nah, that CD player broke. Yo, we used to have this old ass, like, six chain
CD. They don't even put CD players in cars no more, do they?
Nah, not really. Not that I know of. It's all Bluetooth shit now, Bluetooth radios. You gotta have an older whip, like, early, like, 2012, 2013.
And now, you know, they're nervous because they feel like Harvey Weinstein's gonna kill himself. Or he might get killed, similar to Jeffrey Epstein or whatever the nigga's name was.
I know
that was a random segue. All right.
Because I have a theory about why the Epstein thing, because Epstein was, you don't understand how powerful Epstein was.
He was connected to a lot of, like...
Yes, he was connected to a lot of people. Don't get me wrong, Harvey has his connections, but he doesn't have Epstein connections. I don't think anybody's coming for him. If anything, he fucked up in the letting that nigga drown. So if he hangs himself, he hangs himself. I'm sorry to say that, but he was going to get killed in jail regardless.
And this nigga Harvey's going to get raped in jail for sure.
That's a fact. Y'all don't understand what the fuck they do to rapists in there.
Right? It's worse
than you're a child molester. Woo. But, bro.
You're not a child molester.
I'm saying it's worse.
You're right. You're right.
But, yeah, they get you in there. They get you in there. One way or another. Don't close your eyes when you sleep.
It's a fact. This is Frost Talk. Shout out to the TDR Pod Network. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Stream our shit. And follow us. And First Mix is here. Be right back.
Yeah, I niggas prayed on my downfall. Yeah, still praying on my downfall. Yeah, I don't wanna be around y'all. No. Niggas prayed on my downfall. Praying. Still praying on my downfall. Praying. Man, I don't wanna be around y'all. No, I don't need to be around y'all. Fuck 'em. Locked in the cell, 23 and 1. Sitting up in jail, hoping freedom come. Worst part about it, couldn't see my son. Or my daughter, they too young to know what's going on. My oldest son hit me like, hold your head. Said, I'm praying for you, dad, wish I could hold your hand. Brought tears to the eyes of a grown man. Then he said, don't cry, this is God's plan. Hearing that did something to my soul, cause he only 14 years old. Whoa. Crackers trying to fish fry, a nigga told him shit, if it was my gun, it would've been bigger. Facts. Not no two shot, 38 bullshit. Would've been a FM with some blue tips. And them two stock, 20 round full clips. Let them niggas know I'm still with the bullshit. I spoke to Meek on the phone. He doing great, soon come, he be home.
Welcome home.
They praying on our downfall. They wanna see us out there busting rounds off. Out there busting rounds. Out there busting rounds off. 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 Out there busting rounds off.
What's good, my boy?
Mr. 305.
Yes, sir.
Wade County.
16 years later.
We done made history.
Blue rings on our fingers. Pockets getting fatter. Nigga, we getting greater.
I'm the son of a saint, still considered a sinner. Three rings on his finger, yeah, that boy was a winner. Never known as a singer, but this might be a single. Always bet on your homies, then go bat a casino. Ball is my passion, check the stats if they ask it. Shorty checking my page, she followed my fashion. My life is a film, and Gab's the lead. She's so precious to me, as the air that I breathe. Time to fuel up the jet, D-Way jersey to drip. Lamborghinis to match, got 3 G's on the strip. These haters beneath us, as I'm lacing my sneakers. Season 16, Lamborghinis and Ninas.
I'm shooting my shot, every car that I got, every record I break, every rock in my watch, every step that I take, still won't stop no mistakes. I'm talking major league, never minimum wage. So proud to be niggas, the descent of a slave. Motorcade, several Mercedes, so get out my way. Tangerines, still in my slippers, still twisting up dank. Shed a tear for all my homies, black boy in the gates. Let's find a masseuse, then inspire the youth. If it's best for the hood, then let's call it a truce. My chains get tangled, these niggas be hateful. My mama's still praying, so really I'm grateful.
Don't take it all upon yourself. I know it's wrong. I'm here for you. I'm feeling a way about your taste. It's never great, except for me. Shit, the way the fame is fucked up. But think about.
Mami, ¿qué será lo que tiene el negro? Volando en alta, soy el señor de los cielos. Nadie me para desde que cogí vuelo. Tanto frío en el cuello que me congelo. Cambiando el tema, vuelvo pa' la nena. Quiero una de booty grande como Selena. Pa' darle a tu cuerpo alegría y macarena. Pa'l carajo la pena. Mato, anda revela. En ti atan el ticket como si nada. Pero no quieres nada porque no son de nada. Porque no son de nada.
Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on a nigga, turn him to a sprinter. Bash. Bitches on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. My man.
My version of therapy. Even though in no condition, like donating to charity. Still calling my ex. Man, that shit is embarrassing. But it's not my fault. She got that fire, no kerosene. Mine gone, top down on the coast. I'm so sick of love songs, I just caught the flow. Even when I don't do no wrong, she think I do. So I'm just about to turn what she think into the truth. You know I'm a singer, I can write a banger. And I'm dressed to kill, it's murder fresh out the hangar. I know that you know, I got the bag to blow. You better hope I don't go savage mode. I feel like I'm back from retirement. I feel like I'm better than I ever been. Right back on the scene, like it ain't a thing. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring. Back single and I'm mingling. Spidey sense back tingling. I do not feel bad, I gave her everything. On the better things, I put that there on everything. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned it to a pinky ring. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned it to a pinky ring.
I just like the sound.
Oh my god, here we go again. It's all the time, I swear it never ends. Oh my god, here we go again. It's all the time, I swear it never ends. Oh my god, here we go again. It's all the time, I swear it never ends. Oh my god, yeah. Here we go again. It's all the time, I swear it never ends.
Taking my hope. Ripping the flow, talking to hoes, I never go broke. Look at my style, they know I'm for show. Showing that love, we been before. Up and down like you never know. I've been gone, I've been feeling broke. They done put me on, you done took me off. I don't wanna talk, nothing going on, nothing much to say.
Oh my god, here we go again. It's all the time, I swear it never ends. Oh my god, here we go again. It's all the time.
taking a shot. Baby, it's all that I got. I'm bugging you, telling me stop. It don't count if you walking out, but I love to see the way you walk it out. Flashback to the grind. Got a killer in my prime. How I still ain't see you whine. You be thinking that I'm lying. I feel the same, I ain't lying. Smelling like wine. Study the time. I see that you young and you know that you fine. Yeah.
Here we go again. It's all the time. I swear it never ends.
Kid Ocean.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Yeah. 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 All that time in the whip. So much times that I hit. Can we pick up tomorrow?
No.
I don't know what it is. I'm sorry if I do this. And I'm sorry about my new whip. And I'm sorry about the new bitch. And I'm sorry, yeah, I'm just sorry. All that time in the whip, so much times it unhit. Can we pick up tomorrow?
No.
I don't know what it is. I'm sorry if I do this. And I'm sorry about my new whip. And I'm sorry about the new bitch. And I'm sorry, yeah, I'm just sorry. Ay, yeah, all in my way. My homie told me that he losing faith. I couldn't blame him cause I feel the same. He's screaming fuck fame just to make a name. Tell him pump the brakes, skirted in her face. Party too lit, on a roof someplace. Trying to cash out with the money I make. About to pass out, 5 days awake, Sorry if I don't, I'm sorry if I don't walk, talk, look, or sound funny. Baby girl tryna run out on me, feeling like everyone filing on me, thinking mama ain't proud of me, I'm sorry if I don't. All that time in the whip, so much times I done hit. Can we pick up tomorrow? I don't know what it is. I'm sorry if I do this. Get ready for war, it's the end of the world. We seeing it different, I know this for sure. Bodies is dropping, they building a wall. They telling me I should believe in a God. My enemies put me against what the odds. We bully each other and beg for the job. Look, round, liking my style. Feeling spectacular, don't make a sound. Boom, yeah, hopping the stars. I'm feeling spectacular, put me in charge. It's filthy the name that I'm doing at large. Turn up the bass, trying to break the car. Cause the kid insane, but still working hard. And I probably split, let me see the scars. Cause they watching us from the world above. What's underneath, they can't talk to us. I ain't trippin', missing blaze. Fuck your vote and tell them vote for me. This is do or die, it's the truth I see. Tell them lock me up and let the rest free. I ain't trippin', missing blaze. Fuck your vote and tell them vote for me. This is do or die, it's the truth I see. Tell them lock me up and let the rest free. And while they traffic it, all is my vision of fortune. We fight for the dream, but they split us in portions. Starving our culture, I'm calling it torture. Killing each other and breaking the code. Feel from the weak while they hurting the old. Abusing your kid because daddy not home. Never forgot, now they pour me in gold. In the ICU, how I feel to die slow. If your eyes open, you deserve to go. I ain't talking reckless, real life, bro. My adrenaline is pumping nitro. And the way I'm feeling, going psycho. But the world at war, now done pissed them off. Brainwash the soul. Fuck who's in charge. Look, wow, liking my style. Feeling spectacular, don't make a sound. I don't make a sound.
Next shit. And we're back, and we want to talk about this R&B shit.
Oh, go ahead, let your shit. I read it.
So, Young and Me calls out for more R&B in the music industry. Young and Me is calling for a resurgence of good R&B. I'm not reading that.
Shout out to Revolt for referring her as a she like I'm like rapper, like. Couldn't even shout out her album, you fucking mooks. Anyway.
Yeah, so she's going for more research of R&B to assert that the genre is lacking in today's current music scene. Music don't feel the same because we barely have R&B, she wrote on social media site. R&B brung the balance to music. Not everything is leaning one way, shake my head. So it gets played out quick. We need R&B for the balance, no cap. That's a fact. So, I mean, in perspective, like, I think I said it one time on one of these casts, was like, I don't hear too much R&B anymore, but like I'm getting more to now. And I think what it is that the R&B doesn't get the same play and traction that it used to back in the days. Like R&B had a lot of radio play. R&B was more popular than hip hop.
Bro, R&B was like on fucking even goddamn white stations. Sorry to say it like that, but you would have thrown some motherfucking like pop station that shit was playing R&B at least once out of the fucking morning hours. And we don't really get that too much nowadays. You know, shout out to like motherfuckers like her and fucking Summer Walker and Snow Legro. Everybody who's getting more traction nowadays, who's being brought up a little bit more than my shit. But I feel like we just need better traction. This whole streaming shit is fucking up a lot of people's games.
See, like, I actually disagree. I think that there's a strong R&B side out right now, a strong R&B movement. I think that with streaming, it's easier for people to find it. No. I just think it's not popularized on the radio or in mainstream as much as we probably would like, except for exceptional, like maybe Summer Walker, like we said, Ari Lennox, maybe her. When LMA was out, LMA, I think she's working on something now. But I don't think you, I think not, I don't even, I think with her, with what she said, when she says everything gets played out so quick, I agree with that. But I don't think that's because of lack of R&B, as she says. I think that's because there's so much music that comes out that it's hard to keep up.
I can see that. And I feel like on the R&B way, streaming-wise, definitely. But what I say is I think the streaming is fucking it up because even like Apple Music, where you could like pay to have your shit promoted heavily on like, you know, like what's new, to the point that motherfuckers could have the same album posted every fucking week for a month. And that's annoying because you don't really get to see somebody else's new album or some shit like that. You got to just kind of know who they are and search.
I mean, that's Apple Music, like with Tidal, with Spotify. I know you notice a difference with Spotify.
I do appreciate Spotify shuffle thing afterward. It's just like even an album, they'll start throwing similar like sounds
on. I mean, I like that. Like for me, I like that Tidal just shows me kind of like whatever's new out. R&B, there's a lot of R&B that's out right now that's really... to me, moving like you said, Snow Allegra, Summer Walker, Ari Lennox, Sir. Now we recently discovered Brent Faiyaz, who's dope. The Weeknd, of course, is always gonna be around. Party Next Door, Miguel, Jhené Aiko is dropping something new. I just think that R&B isn't at the top, and I think that what she refers to as a balance. I think that the only thing I will say is that maybe today's R&B or what's considered R&B today is kind of more leaning toward neo soul, but it's kind of the same family.
Depends on the artist. Like I could hear that from like Ari, LMI, maybe a little bit of SZA, like where it's more like neo soul, especially Ari. Maybe a little bit of Allegra, but I feel that in a sense, what she's saying is more of like because there's so much music coming out, rap wise and hip hop wise, that you can't keep up. That you kind of need that break, and R&B was that break for a lot of motherfuckers. And because of that R&B, it did give people time to kind of think back about what they want to put out on project wise. Can you start having like that hip hop R&B mix at a point? You know, niggas was collaborating with R&B artists and shit like
that. It was a big thing for R&B artists to have a rapper on a song at one point.
And vice versa.
That was a big thing.
Vice versa too.
Singer Black recently expressed his thoughts regarding Young M.A.'s sentiments. Quote, "It's too much good hip hop and R&B out here for y'all to be complaining about something we don't have," Black said in the recent Instagram video. "Something that you miss specifically in R&B is equivalent to saying that you miss Substance or bars, whatever, in hip hop. It's always somebody who does it. The question is, do you support them? The other question is, do the people who do whatever it is that you desire so much, do they know how to make music in the current climate? Do they make music that speaks to you today, or is it that fucking just not good?
Like, could we get a Jagged Edge this era? Would they actually be able to stop us? Not Jagged Edge specifically, but a group like Jagged Edge, or even if they did come back, but would they be actually able to put out music that would
think,
last?
I think they put out an album like within 2 years ago. If not Jagged Edge, I know 112 definitely did. Pretty Ricky's dropping some new shit. I think that, like I said, the streaming shows you what's available now. Like, how mean you went to Smoke Dizza, right? And we listened to Smoke Dizza. His shit wasn't on the radio as much as Little Baby and G Herbo's, but because we're in that circle, we know his shit came out and we checked it out. I think there's a circle for R&B, and maybe it's just about getting into that circle more. Like Jessie Reyez is super dope to me.
Yeah,
super dope.
Got a voice. I think we're getting into an era too where we're kind of like embedded into listening to only one type of music because it's something we fuck with every day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of hip hop is kind of like hype music, and I feel like motherfuckers ain't trying to sit there and listen to like that slow shit.
Let's shout out 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Okay, so this is official. 50 Cent is producing Pop Smoke's next
posthumous.
Yeah, album. I know Pop Smoke. I showed you the freestyle he did over 50 Cent shit, right? I sent that to you. He was a big fan of 50, so I think that's dope. But there's a rumor that he put out that he might be trying to run Def Jam.
Yeah, I saw a thing about that. And actually, I was hyped because I was like, okay.
I think that's a good move?
I think he could do something good for them. I think he's been in the game long enough and he's done enough shit musically and career-wise and businessly to be able to do it.
Do you think he would have the time because he has a lot of TV and movie shit popping off?
You know what? I can't doubt somebody. I think he could.
I respect that you said you can't doubt somebody. I respect that. That's a really good way to look at it.
Because look what I said about Seth MacFarlane when he got signed to NBC contract to make whatever shows and shit and write shit for them, but he's still able to put out his Family Guy episodes once a week and shit like that and whatever else he's working on. So I got to respect it. Like, you're not for nothing. I remember I told you. I think I might have told you, but the hustle is different nowadays. You know what I mean? Everybody was hustling back then to do a lot of, like, all right, in the rap game, everybody was hustling music, right? Everybody's putting out music heavy. And now, especially for people who are, like, a business mentality, like 50 Cent, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, like, these type of people, where they're starting other shit. And they're owning this, they're owning that, they're owning this. They're putting their name on everything. They make sure that this is black owned, this is black owned. You know what I mean? I think that it's a movement that you can't sit there and think somebody's going to be able to not handle their plate.
Speaking of labels, Meg Thee Stallion sues record label.
Yeah. What happened with her label?
I'm about to find out.
That's crazy.
I know they stopped her from putting. They stopped her from putting out new music because she tried to basically renegotiate her contract.
Okay.
Meg Thee Stallion says certain execs at her record label have a rep for bullying and strong arm tactics, but she's taking a stand by taking them to court, and she's already won a major battle. Meg went on the offensive by filing a suit Monday against 1501 Certified Entertainment and his honcho, Carl Crawford. I think that's a baseball player. As you know, she's pissed about the contract she signed with the label back when she was 20 and claims it's now blocking her from releasing new music because she wants to renegotiate. A district judge in Harris County, Texas, granted Meg a temporary restraining order, which she prevents her label from blocking the music she plans to drop on Friday. She claims the deal calls for 1501 Certified to get 60% of her record recording income. The remaining 40% goes to her, but she has to use that to pay engineers, mixers, and featured artists who work on the songs.
Damn.
Point is, Meg Thee Stallion claims there's a very small slice of pie left for her when it's all said and done. She also says her live gigs currently benefit the label more than her.
They do.
That's sad because most times artists tell you that they make more money off their touring.
And I'm glad that, you know, this got put out there because this is what happens to a lot of people on label, and this is why more people are coming out independently. And you know what? They're being independent because they're seeing what's going on.
This is why I don't like TMZ, because he starts snitching.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, she claims Crawford has been using a relationship with Jay Prince and too many people. Fuck out of here with all that.
You're going to post up her fucking mugshot? Come on, dog. Why would you post up Meg's mugshot?
TMZ is nasty. Why are they posting her mugshot?
That has nothing to do with this entire fucking article. They just did that for no reason, dog.
My only thing with this, though, too. Or that's not the baseball player. Oh, it is a baseball player. No, I'm lying. I don't know. My only thing with the Meg shit, kind of, though, is that in this day and age, you should have more information before you sign these deals. Like, it's 2020.
Remember, she was 20 years old at the time. How old is she now? Like, 23, 24?
I mean, even still, though,
So, you understand, when you're young, and it's not just about the year, but it's just being young, because this is something that's been going on since, like, the 80s with A&Rs and record labels and shit. And, you know, you don't know what you're signing into back then. You're thinking these people are going to help you push out your music. Your career's about to kick off. This is your dream. You feel me? And then 2 or 3 years in, shit goes on. You want to do something different with your career, whatever the case is. You want to move it differently, and you're stuck. You know?
I think Roc Nation told her to check her deal. So shout out to them for like looking out for her.
Yeah, I saw something about that too. I don't know if it was Jay or somebody else, but somebody from Roc Nation told her to check her deal out.
French Montana went on Twitter and announced that there's a new Chinks album dropping. Now, are we excited?
Who produced it?
Most likely Harry Fraud.
I would fuck with it heavy if it's a Harry Fraud production. But I want to see what it is, because I heard he had a bunch of unreleased shit. I want to hear Juice WRLD. I know he got some shit coming out.
RIP. I'm waiting for that. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be Godzilla remix with Juice WRLD's verse on it. Because now Eminem's doing a Godzilla challenge on TikTok. That nigga don't even have TikTok. It's going to be crazy. What else? Oh. Public Enemy breakup.
They were still together?
Flavor Flav and Chuck D. Yeah, they were still together. They weren't like making music, but like they were
I thought they was on some retire shit and went to separate ways. I know they for a minute though, they were still doing tours.
I'm not saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they were making music, but I think they were still considered a group.
They were still doing tours.
Like,
you wouldn't shit.
like Capone and Noriega right now, right? They're not like separate as if they're not fucking with each other. Chuck D and Flavor Flav at this point are not fucking with each other. Like, hold up. It was actually over Bernie Sanders.
Wait, what? They broke up over Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, because
shout out to the Burn Man. So what? Flavor Flav don't fuck with Bernie? Or Chuck D don't fuck with Bernie?
Flavor Flav don't fuck with Bernie. Bernie basically hired them to do a performance for a rally. And Flav didn't want to go, basically. And to summarize it, because we have all the shit here. To summarize it, Chuck D basically said Flav never wanted to do anything for free. So he wouldn't be down doing a free a concert for Bernie, like a benefit concert or whatever. And then also, like, he said he took a shot at Flav OD.
Oh, I was reading it. Go up. You gotta go up because I was just reading the tweet. Early Monday. Hold on, let me read that because then we gotta go back up and read what it says up there. Unless it's the same shit.
So this is the.
All right, that's Flavor Flav. So let me get into what this nigga said first. So Chuck D.
The Flavor Flav was first.
Flavor Flav's first shit was, are you kidding me right now? Over Bernie Sanders, you want to destroy something we built over 35 years over politics, all because I don't want to endorse a candidate? I'm very disappointed in you and your decisions right now, Chuck. What Chuck wrote, what was it at? So what Chuck said early Monday in tweet, I spoke to Bernie Sanders rally with Enemy Radio. If there was a money back, Flav would have been there front and center. He will not do free benefit shows. Sued me in court the first time I let him back in. His ambulance lawyer sued me again on Friday. And so now he says home and better find rehab. So Flav decided to go off after that first comment. And then he wrote again. I didn't sue you on Friday. I asked Bernie's campaign to correct misleading market. That is all it was. I'm not your employee. I'm your partner. You can't fire me. There is no public enemy without Flavor Flav. So let's get that right. He also wrote, I'm not on drugs like you're saying and have been clean for 10 years. I have battled addiction before. And like millions of other Americans, I know the massive toll it takes. Chuck, you know better than to lie about shit like that.
Chuck's lawyer also kind of, I don't know if it's here. Chuck's lawyer also clarified that actually Chuck D is the owner of Public Enemy, like the name and the logo, that he designed the logo back in the day.
He came up with the team and shit.
And that he wrote a lot of Flav's memorable lines. So
I felt like Flav was more of like, I'm sorry for anybody who likes Flav so much, but he was like the mascot of Public Enemy. You know what I mean? He was the hype man.
You imagine what Chuck D had to go through, what he was thinking about when Flav was doing Flavor of Love and all that shit, how he's been fucking up the brand of Public Enemy.
I'll be real with you. I rarely heard Public Enemy as a kid. So when I first saw Flavor Flav, I didn't know what the fuck Flavor was.
You think it brought attention to Public Enemy? No. See, Public Enemy was before our generation.
I feel like
though.
It didn't, because I don't feel like there was really anything that was listed until maybe like one episode that they kind of mentioned it. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
and they had like the throwback of him performing.
Because to me, Public Enemy was before us, but they were definitely monumental in hip hop.
They were like before, but at the same time, they were like kind of during still, but we just didn't hear them. There wasn't our sound.
I don't think there was during, because we was born 90, 91, 93.
Because I used to hear shit sometimes. I just wouldn't pay attention to it if it was Public Enemy. I used to feel like, yo, it's the old rap. I don't want to hear the old rap. Then come on now, cool with it.
Hip-hop isn't the same, though, without Fight the Power.
Like that rebellious type of hip-hop, no?
Hip-hop in general, I don't think as a whole, is not the same without Fight the Power.
Because I feel like they had like that real rebellious rap going on.
Because nigga Chuck D said, Elf, like, Elvis was a hero the most, but to me, he was just a fucking cracker. I was like, oh!
It's facts, though, facts.
There was, at a point, I felt like they were kind of like the rap Metallica. Because they were like that rebellious lyricism, you know, Fight the Power, Fuck the Police, shit like that. And there was other people that was kind of around the same time doing something similar or maybe after, but it just didn't feel like the way they did it. I feel like they definitely, especially lyrically, they did inspire a lot of different groups after, a lot of different type of styles. Tyler Perry's nephew supposedly committed suicide. So they're like investigating that.
He didn't believe it, but I think they confirmed that it was a suicide. Tyler Perry offers update on nephew's.
I'm sorry, everybody. Why is this news? Like, why is it so important to be on the major news? Is what I want to know. Like, I feel like there's people who commit suicide every day, or they supposedly commit suicide, and there's some crazy shit going on behind that. But that don't get traction, like, because he's a celebrity. Because it's Tyler Perry's nephew.
And I think it had to do with Tyler Perry felt like because he was his nephew that they were trying to target him to get at Tyler. But that's a little deep. But rest in peace. And yeah, that's crazy.
What else? Yeah, so let's get into Duncanville. Fox aired on the 16th, a new series. February 16th came out. New series called Duncanville. I feel the more I watch it, it's like a mix of...
And shout out to Wiz Khalifa on it.
Yeah, he Wiz Khalifa plays the school principal. I feel like it's a little bit... like it has like F is for Family vibes, a little bit of like Simpsons Family Guy vibes. It kind of reminds me of some other like kiddish shows I would have watched, and I feel like it's more of like a middle point for like pre-teens to young teens as well who can watch this. Like, I feel like at some point I could sit down with my daughter and watch the show. I don't think it's too crazy. I think it's very modern.
No, I liked it a lot.
All of the jokes I see on it is very modernized, and I feel like it's jokes that my daughter could understand. Because like I said, with Family Guy, you kind of have to know about certain shit to get the jokes and the punchlines. And with this Duncanville shit, it's all new shit. And I think this is the best way to grab. I think this is Fox, Disney, whatever. Definitely Disney. But I think this is an easier way for them to grab a new demographic.
I think so, too. I think that it's a void needed because of how old Family Guy, Simpsons, and all that shit is. I did not see the new Simpsons episode. The Avengers spoof. So don't spoil it for me. Was it good?
It had me dying. I like the one before the most, though.
But this past Family Guy has been good. I think they're getting better.
You watched the last week's Family Guy, right?
With the Stewie getting older shit.
Can we appreciate the Miller Coolidge joke on there?
Which joke?
It was like towards the end when they was all saying shit, and Mila goes, "What? Bad Moms and Bad Moms 1 and 2 is on most streaming services," or something like that.
Oh,
and this nigga Peter goes, "No, Mila, we don't do that on this show."
Oh yeah, that was the episode before.
Had me rolling. That was like the time this nigga he started making fun of Seth Green movies and talking about Robot Chicken. And Seth Green got tight. Said, "Fuck you, yo." Shout out to these niggas for improv on a fucking sitcom, because that is hilarious. And I felt like the animators added the part of Peter's like digging through the tunnel and popping his head out. I felt like that was added in to match him. Like, they actually recorded him saying that, like, no, we don't do that on the show. And then they added that scene in. They're getting funnier, man. I'm waiting for South Park to return.
I'm waiting for South Park and American Dad. And Rick and Morty.
American Dad's not until like October, bro.
I know they're dropping a new Boondocks in October or December too, though.
Oh man, no more Granddad. Unless he recorded everything.
I think he recorded everything. Shaq. I don't care about that.
No, we don't care about that.
Anything else?
Oh, trying to think.
What's your throwback album of the week this week?
Throwback album of the week this week.
And happy Women's History Month.
Yo, Lamb Over Rice, The Alchemist, and Exxon Bronson together. I fuck with Action. Action's he's a funny guy. His lyricism be so funny sometimes. And the little skits they record with afterwards, where he's like, he be mad serious when he's rapping it, but saying some dumb shit, and then afterwards he starts laughing about it once he's done with his verse. Mm-hmm. And that should be hilarious to me, because he'd be like, yo, that was stupid. So definitely Lamb Over Rice. Check that out.
I fuck with that choice. I'm gonna say everybody out there should listen to Lamb Over Rice, but also listen to since you said Action Bronson, I'm gonna go with Macadelic Mac Miller. Definitely Macadelic Mac Miller. And rest in peace to that Piff era, bro, because that shit, I didn't realize how much I missed it.
They used to have a whole app for thatpiff.com.
They still got the app, but now you could buy music off of it now.
Do you remember, I think the last time we used thatpiff.com was when French and Fetty Wap dropped Zoo, Coke Zoo. And we was up to like midnight on thatpiff waiting for that shit to drop. Right?
Shout out to Noe too. I passed by him this weekend. We're working together more. That's my artist for everybody.
Filthy at, Records, check them out.
Facts, at dripped and filthy on IG.
I can spell that shit. Cause
Dripped. DRIPPED
N,
the letter N, filthy. But yeah, definitely check him out. A lot of new music coming on. We're definitely gonna play it here on Frost Talk. And
I think that's a weekly wrap up, really.
Yeah, man. We ain't really going. I ain't really say nothing controversial this week. Proud of myself.
It's a soft one. Yeah, I think we take ours. This was a little laid back this time.
Bro, honestly, I am so tired. I have a practical tomorrow, so I was studying at school late today. I stayed until like 4. One of the dollar slices smoked up. Yeah, bro. Oh! I almost didn't tell you the story.
Go for it.
Yo, bro, so you have to understand the setting. So I'm at 14 years old. No, I'm lying. Maybe like 12, 13 years old, right? My mom signed me up for some mentorship program. I guess what we call a church, but it was not, we're not Christian. We practice Santeria. But anyway, this other kid in my class, our families were really close. And my godfather would always tell me, or my mom's boyfriend at the time would always tell me, you should try to act more like him. You know, you'll get more girls because he plays the drums. He could sing. You know, he's a little bit older. I'm 14. He's probably like 16 at this time. I'm 12, 13. And he's probably like 16 at this time. So shout out to him though. He's still my brother. love him to death to this day. But we reconnected on Instagram like last week, and he told me he's teaching a singing drum class. So I was like, yeah, I'll pull up with you. So I pull up Sunday. And the first thought in my head was, damn, I got to call this nigga and tell him that I was right. Not to say I was right, but you try to tell me to act like him. And, you know, now he identifies as queer. So he's not gay. He's queer.
I mean.
So to my mom's ex that used to tell me to act like him to get more girls, I guess the joke's on you, huh?
Queers still pull bitches, though.
They do. But as a kid, telling me to act like somebody that me and all our friends kind of had that feeling about. We had that feeling about, and then it came off as hate, so we just chilled. Feel me? But then it's like, hey.
I knew.
And I want to talk to his ex. I want to know why they broke up now. I want to know if she knew all this time.
This nigga.
But shout out to him, man. I'm definitely happy for him, bro. Just, you know, be yourself, guys. Don't try to act like anybody else because you don't know what they're going to turn out in like 10 years. But, oh, and by the way, bro, he's fake brolic.
Okay.
So you know what that means?
Super jerk.
That means you could definitely blow a nigga.
Why? You had to do one.
I had to do one. Yo, this nigga today told me, you know why comics don't tell their jokes more than once, right? Because it's not funny the second time. And I was like, so what do you think they do on a comedy tour, you fucking doof? If you're going to make a joke, make a right joke, bro.
Stupid.
This nigga from Philly today asked me, what does it's clipped mean?
It's done.
And I was like, nigga, what does bull mean? Why do you guys say John all the time? Like, why do you guys make up words? Like, at least New York niggas, we take words and make them slang. You niggas are just making up different words and shit.
Yo, New York got its own type of fucking lingo, bro. I saw a comment on Tumblr. Somebody wrote, yo, I love New York niggas. They got the whole different lingo. And I started cracking up because I was like, yo, that's a fact. Anybody who just recognizes New York lingo, like, you just know it's a New York ass nigga. Every time I talk to some shorty, especially when it's out of state, say water, say coffee. Like, yo, what the fuck? There's nothing wrong with the way I say it. You just say it different. You know what I mean? Y'all saw somebody wrote a comment on some shit. You know what I mean? Coming in like 15 times. I think we might have been a Deuces of Mero video too. Them niggas is always saying, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Facts. Frost Talk.
Frost Talk. Follow us at Instagram at Frost Talk Podcast. Twitter at Frost_talk. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Donate.
Donate at anchor.fm/frosttalk. And that's a wrap, guys. Next time.
Later.
Bangs like Chief Keef, always yelling names, that's deceased. I go off my mind and my instinct, shooting at the same time, we was in sync. On the same thing, trying to repeat, we was in the whips, right back on the enemy. Stuffed on my last hit, I was in the middle seat. Fuck it out the sunroof, Brody got a quick release. And we in the car real fast with police. Shots fired back, but it's ass in the street. When I bought a 40 show, Britney and Tiffany, knowing that they call it, shit they can't get from me. Lot of warfare, 17, had a 50 piece. Flex throwing niggas, so you know they want killer G. Royalty, posted in the hood with some Billy Keys. Loyalty, rock dash, show them what it really mean.
I can't sleep cause it's a war zone in my head. My killer's good, they know I'm hands on with the bread. $1 million ahead, I'm still angry, seeing red. How the fuck I'm supposed to have fun? All my niggas dead.
I turn the news on when I smell death in the air. I prove you wrong, I made it out of here. I don't belong, I see my past everywhere. I'm standing too close.
Big. Really? Right.
They don't even know I'm in the streets. They told me from the penthouse suite. What you know about that? I can look at your life without that. I get your life right, yeah. I can make you shine like that. I keep you in the limelight, yeah. You like that, yeah. Chilling with a nigga that can shut it down.
You can never underestimate genius. My old lady asking for space. I might fuck around, give her Venus. You can see the coldness all in my pose. They like how you flex, so seamless. Got 2 stones to get to Julon. Thank God they deliver on seamless. Got my jewelry over Coogi, worth the groovy. View my closet like it's Neiman's. Might mismatch a May with A-Wing. Watch how quick my outfit get remixed. Hey, Sim Simmer, load up the peas in the Sprinter. Hold on the trees till we enter. It'll be a cold winter. 25 G's was delivered. A nigga like me is a winner. To all my beginners, y'all might freeze in the winter, but my G keep your chin up. Private flights, last sleep for the winger. 2 duffels on me, that's all I can bring up.
She don't even know I'm in the streets. They only know me from the penthouse suite. What you know about that? I can look at your life without that. I get your life right, yeah. I can make you shine like that. Keep you in the limelight, yeah. You like that, yeah. Chilling with a nigga that can shut it down.
Phobia look like we hit bricks, how like we sell bricks. We don't sell shit, we just make hits. Yeah. Keeping my composure, never sober, never choking, always smoking doji. Fuck them if they getting over. Got a monkey, caught me cause the kid the coldest. I ain't changed, I stay the same and maintain it. Safe to say the kid getting older. Forever gang, I'm never switching over. Made a lane and niggas can't get over. I can't mess with rappers, they be bogus. Rather get a pack and keep the over. Big dripper, stand up in the ocean. Everybody trapping, we get losing. He ain't 4PF if he ain't got motion. Made a half a ticket, out promotion. Shout out Switcher, sweet, they keep me rolling. But if we catch the op, we gotta smoke him. Riding around with Drake, like we OVO. I got some rats and I want some more. Still got them pass in the hood, call it give and go. Keep a nigga, man, bitch in a figure four. Let me fuck when I want, I just come and go. Man, these rats getting too big for these skinny clothes. I might put me an M and some bitch a bow. They little bro hit the stick and start getting low. I spent 500 rats on a Lambo and didn't even know how to make that motherfucker go. On my birthday, I just wanna lift the dough. Belly flex, but don't pay with me, period. Shooters follow behind in the years. In the road truck, I feel like a tourist. I'm the one from the bottom who sold out my pound on them pounds used to drive in the beard. On heating up, I fuck with slimes and I'm gonna bust. He can't put on that drip, he ain't one of us. How you running the Benz and a Tonka truck? How you got everybody lit piping up? Oh, she mad with no slime and no pipe up.
Antes yo te quería, pero ya no. Tú me gustabas, pero ya no. Yo estaba pa' ti, pero ya no. Pero ya no, pero ya no. Antes yo te quería, pero ya no. Tú me gustabas, pero ya no. Yo estaba pa' ti, pero ya no. Sicaria que vive por Bayamón. A mí ya no me cacha, yo no soy un Pokémon. Tengo a otra que me brinca hasta que se joda el camón. No quiero que me llores, no vengas con el dramón. No, que ya no estamos pa' los tiempos de la...
Tried to call a million times and no one stopped, won't stop. Calling to apologize, it's cause my heart stopped, You found some things you never should've found, What now? But you found it anyway, Said you never trust me again. Said you never love me again. Said all that you need is your friends and you'll just be fine. Said you never trust me again. Said all that you need is your friends and you'll just be fine.
I can live out my closet before I go broke. I got too many cars, I ain't paying no note. Too many tango to sleep, I might choke. I be sipping no syrup, I ain't driving no boat. Me in the store, she don't know which one go. Just be standing, she slick, but I'm buying them both. We on Rodeo, the bug out his heater. I walk in my car and buy everyone coats. I'm a hyena since everyone goes. Team full of shooters pull up in their scope. I got the drop on the office to go. I get 200 racks every night for a show. I know it's a blessing. Christian Dior and Jordan 11s. I just hope I can duck in the heaven. I just fucked on the ashes for breakfast. I hope she ain't messing. I just be fucking bitches, don't be testing them. It ain't no in the middle, shoot the messenger. He won't let nobody get the best of him. Oh, you don't know Scotty, take a Tesla. Plus, she won't let me get in, so I left with her. I got too many women, baby, heffing her. I let the little bros keep the extra. I used to bake and soda, we was scratching them. Making these deals, numbers coming decimal. I might get bored and buy a bitch a hassle. I'ma pay for it, bro, I ain't never had a friend. I make $1 million every other month. Soon as I get done, I'ma give her something. I like the rich storm, I'm a different one. I had to shoot back, I ain't get the run. Can't let a fuck nigga take my mama. I can live out my closet before I go broke. I got too many cars, I ain't paying no note. Too many tango to sleep, I might choke. I be sipping no syrup, I ain't driving no boat. We in the store, she don't know which one go. Just be standing, she sleep, but I'm buying them both. We on Rodeo, the plug out his heater. I walk in my car and buy everyone coke. I can live out my closet.
Came up on tips of immunity. Put some VS on my jewelry. Dog, I ain't with all the foolery. Classically Harlem, I'm 2 or 3. Shit, it's Luigi, a zittle, I chill for a little. I'm back for like 2 or 3. Could give you the game and come fluently. Break it down for your 2 or 10. Shit, we was running from truancy. Now we in gated communities. All of the neighbors could Google me. All of your favorites is cool with me. Turn the shit up just a notch. I got a couple of blocks. Still got the money and knots. Numbers is better, the packages landed. I'm Gucci, the thought got me licking my chops. I go to Paris to shop. I roll around in the drop. I ain't too fond with the wildlife, but my shorty wearing a fox. Come through and shut down the spot. Heat check just a little bit so we can fill it out. Big bags I've been about. All they want is a little clout. Swear this life we living. Everything come with it. Money, cars, and the bitches. Everything come with it. Fake niggas doing fake shit. Man, it always come with it. Man, it always come with it. Everything come with it. Swear this life we living. Everything come with it. Money, cars, and the bitches. Everything come with it. Fake niggas doing fake shit. Man, it always come with it. Man, it always come with it. Everything come with it. It's winter, but it feel like June to me. Hustlers, we make it cool to be. You niggas is groovies, it's new to me. You dusty and I got the broom with me. Briscoe, my nigga, you know that we playing for keeps when I got the broom with me. Off parole, he soon to be. Out of eye with the math, getting tuned with me. Rest in peace, Chinks Drugs. Last time I seen him in the tunes with me. He's Chinks Drugs.
Niggas greasy, you deceive me. I got rich, I motivate my niggas like I'm cheesy. I could leave the house, get caught without my gun easy. Honestly, I know nobody but my son need me. I went broke to see you eat, I know you don't believe me. Just be patient with me, bae, I know you wanna leave me. Took my heart from off my sleeve, replaced it with some freezy. Knee deep in them trenches, towing 40 clocks with these. Walking through the valley of the shadow, all these niggas shallow. I'm with apes, these niggas snakes and shit, I see they rattles. Niggas singing like a boogeyman, I hear they high notes. Hit my niggas out and have bridge if they wanna battle. You ain't really living like that pussy, why you laugh for? Ass for asshole, the same shit I cry over, I die for. Make you famous if we pull your name, something like a raffle. How you trust her? Adam told her she gon' bite the apple.
Glass in the face, Rolex fucking on my eyesight, I make your ass look away. Fuck it if they put a bag on my head, I'll put a bag on your face. Baby, you ain't gotta take a cab, nah, I'll put your ass in the Wraith. I don't wanna go in the club if they ain't letting me in with the ratchet. I cannot be even Charles again, cause I know niggas is nasty. You know my jacket is Balmain and I got the denim to match it. I swear I don't wanna be broke again, now I can only imagine.
I remember I ain't got no money standing on the block, and I remember why. Nigga wasn't really trying to make no money, I was chasing homicide.
Yo sigo siendo el mismo, yo no he cambiado. Tengo lo mío sin tener que aparentar. Siempre ando con lo mismo, arrebatado. Ahora siempre el disputón, pero nunca voy a cambiar.
A mí me gusta la calle, 25 HR y no te guaye. Humilde pero nunca me voy a dejar. Está caliente pero no me voy a alejar. Hoy salimos para la calle.
Reflejo. Nuevo pero me siento uno de los viejos. Humilde pero no me dejo. Ey. Leal pero no pendejo. Y no apuesto en mi contra que te va a embrollar. Compré la Tokio, puse las de collar. Las 11 en blanca y en azul royal. La baby me pide que no me la quite pa' follar. Y le doy toda la noche sin quitarme la tenis. Cotizado ya yo no sé lo que junto en ni trajo un pacto nuevo. Que la odienda como Benny. Moña verde fluorescente parecen bolas de tenis. Ey. Y de libra en libra. No es que sea antisocial, es que ustedes dan mala vibra. Yo sé que verme bien los desequilibra. Pero normal, pero normal, pero normal. Sin ir a playoff gano la final. Tú me tocas y no te vuelves a refinar. La guitarra te la voy a desafinar. En RD me dice mi loco, tú eres el final. Y en PR está muy cabrón, sendí hueputa. Yo soy el mejor en esto, no discuta. Aquí cualquier ritmo siempre se ejecuta. El blanquito bobo que estudiaba en el Cuta.